Surely no, no. I thought that's what you wanted. Your own quarters at Minden Road.
Why couldn't you have told me before?
Well, I've been trying to, Father, but every time I started to say anything about it, you pushed off smartly.
Oh, dear, oh, dear.
You don't want to go on living here, then?
Oh, it's not that, Peter. It's just that when you get to my age, you begin to weary of life's little jokes.
Jokes? What are you talking about, jokes?
I'll explain. This morning I left this house without a roof over my head.
Well, that's not quite true.
And by lunchtime I find I have not one, but two possible choices of abode.
What, you mean someone else has offered you a place to live?
I do.
Well, I wish you'd told us before.
I didn't know before, Peter.
Father, we're in this extension thing up to our necks now. We've even paid them a deposit.
Well, you always were too hasty, Peter. It was exactly the same when you left Abercrombie's. I mean, it's sheer lunacy to have embarked on this without consulting me, the very person it concerns.
Oh, you're a fine one to talk when it comes to consultation.
What about planning permission? You can't have got that already, surely.
Cuthbertson and Price, the extension people are seeing to all that. They said there wouldn't be any difficulty.
Oh, dear. Well, it's not my fault. You needn't try to lay the blame at my door.
I'm not laying the blame at anybody's door. I just wish to God I hadn't signed that check last week.
Oh, goodness. What a fallen pair you are. What on earth's the matter?
Father's found somewhere else to live, Liz.
Oh, but that's marvelous, Arthur. Where?
George Underdown has asked me to move in with him again.
Oh, so you're going back to Kane House after all. I'm sure that's a wise move.
Oh, no, I'm not going back to Kane House.
You're not?
No. George has bought the Nash's house. One Wagoner's Walk.
George has?
Where on earth did you find the money to do that?
Oh, he's a canny sort, George. Sorts it away on the quiet. I've known that for a long time.
Oh, same. Wagoner's Walk.
And, of course, he got a good bit off. Cliff and Shirley being there, sitting tenants.
Well, yes, but surely he didn't use them to force the price down. Not with the Nashes.
Sounds like Jane.
It's all right, I'll go. What's the matter?
I must say, that's one thing that will be very nice.
What is?
A little peace and quiet in my old age.
Well, I thought you wanted to be among your family, Father.
There's no need to sound so aggrieved, Peter. I'm very fond of the children. It's just, rather wearing, listening to their squabbles.
Are we going to broach that bottle of sherry? You've been clutching it ever since you came in.
Oh, yes, if you like.
I'll pour it.
If you insist. Elizabeth seemed delighted that I should be leaving you so soon.
Now, come on, Father. She was pleased for you.
Well, more than you were, I suppose.
I was concerned about the contract for the extension.
Oh, dear.
You're not getting at each other again, are you? Honestly, you're as bad as a girl. Oh, do stop going on, Cliff. It'll be all right. We can trust George.
Yeah, well, that's what we said about your mother's money in the first place. Everything was going to be all right then. We can trust George. And what happens? We still haven't seen a penny of it.
He agrees in principle that he's going to make the flat over to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He agreed in principle you should have half your mother's money as well. He didn't sign, though, Shirley.
Well, it's only because he wanted to show the document to his solicitor. You can't blame him for that.
He had that flaming pen of his out, but when he came to it, oh, he didn't sign. Like that thumped him once, Shirley, when I saw him putting it away again.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you didn't. Worth a bit of patience if we get what we want in the end.
Well, if we do.
It's worth a lot, Cliff, a 99-year lease on a flat in this area. I was looking at prices in the Herald yesterday. It's worth an awful lot more than the money we'd have got from Mum's shop.
Yeah, well, we'll earn it, won't we? Chody into George for 2 years. I tell you, Shirley, if we had your mother's money in our hands now, we'd be out of here and he wouldn't see us for dust.
Yeah, well, we haven't. So stop going on about it. Doesn't get us anywhere.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
George said he thought your agreement was a good idea. He said he'd speak to his solicitor Monday morning. He couldn't say fairer than that.
Saying and doing are two entirely different things.
Oh, Cliff.
Sorry.
Pass me those shirts, will you? I'll do those and that'll be the ironing finished.
Here you are.
Did I tell you Maurice Gill was coming round this afternoon? He seemed really choked at work yesterday. I thought after the other evening we ought to do something to cheer him up.
Well, he's still fed up then, is he?
Yeah. He's such a tough bloke when you first meet him. And he must have been really fond of Cressida. And then, of course, well, I know he banked on getting the editor's job.
Oh, yeah.
I met her in the office the other day, Cressida.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Didn't look as if she was suffering much. Mind you, I think it would take a lot to make her suffer. Hard as nails, she looked to me.
coming.
Hi.
Oh, hello. Place is an awful tip, I'm afraid. I only just got up.
Doesn't matter.
Oh. Yes, well, I see what you mean.
Mm. I wasn't expecting visitors.
No, well, I thought you might need a bit of comforting company.
I do. I've been lying in bed feeling miserable all morning.
Oh, well, you shouldn't. It's not good for you.
I know. Oh, I just can't be bothered to do anything somehow.
Still languishing over Morris?
I suppose so.
I was wondering if you'd like to go out and see an Eric Rohmer film at the National Film Theatre.
Oh, Dickon, you are sweet.
I know you'd like Rohmer.
I do. And I badly need to get out of this flat.
Yes. Hmm. It mightn't be a bad idea to tidy up a bit before you go out.
No? Less depressing to come home, do you mean?
Yes.
You sound like Mother.
Yes, I'll give you a hand if you like.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, looks as if you haven't cleaned up for days.
I haven't. Can't be bothered.
Yeah. Poor Cress. Is it very bad?
Yes. It's ghastly. How's Morris?
Noble in defeat, you might say.
Oh.
He hasn't been in touch.
Nope. I haven't seen him since last Tuesday, the day he didn't get the job. Oh, I don't know. When I went and saw him in that pathetic room, I was sure he'd come back. I thought I couldn't bring myself to ask him. So I go and I swallow my pride and trot round to see him. He doesn't even want to come back. He actually prefers living in that pokey room with roses on the wallpaper and brown paintwork.
I suppose he's got his pride, too.
How do you mean?
Well, it must have been pretty humiliating for him, living in a room like that after being here with you. And his confidence must have taken quite a knock, Liz being promoted over his head.
I suppose so.
He looks very tired and drawn, that I can tell you.
Oh, poor Morris. Do you think I ought to go and see him again?
I think you ought to finish the washing up. Or start it, perhaps. And then I think you ought to come out with me to the NFT. And then see how you feel about getting in touch with Morris tomorrow.
Thank God for television.
Hmm?
I said thank God for television. We'll have half an hour's peace. Cup of tea?
Yes, yes, please.
You're looking very morose.
Well, I'm looking at all that timber lying out there in the garden, darling, for the extension that is not to be.
I must say, Arthur does have impeccable timing.
Doesn't he just?
Still, the great thing is, he's going.
Yep.
I'd have thought you'd have been pleased.
Oh, I am. It's just that having braced myself to give the old sticker home till the end of his days, I feel somewhat put out to find my generosity being spurned.
Well, I do know what you mean. So it's going to be lovely to have the house to ourselves again.
I wonder if they'll give us our deposit back, Cuthbertson and Price.
I shouldn't say for a minute.
Well, if they won't give us something, and they're not seeing their timber again, that's for sure. We could get a damn good price for that timber. Mr. Tully might even be able to use it.
He'll be making a profit on it next, darling.
Wonder if I could.
Peter Tyson, entrepreneur malgré lui. You're wasted on the underfires, darling.
I must say, the same thought occurs to me from time to time.
You're not having second thoughts about staying at home with the children, are you?
Relax, Liz. Of course I'm not having second thoughts. I enjoy being at home with the girls, really I do.
Promise?
Promise. And of course, when Father goes, and it won't be too long from what he says, Jeremy will be able to come back here again, too.
Yeah. It'll be nice to have him back again.
I'll say.
Here's your coffee, Chris. Sorry, I slopped it a bit. Someone nudged me as I moved away from the bar.
I'll forgive you.
Film starts in about 20 minutes.
Good.
NFT1.
Hmm.
Oh, do cheer up, Chrissy.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I must stop brooding on Morris. Tell me about you. How are you?
Well, actually, I'm glad you asked that.
Why? How are you?
In very much the same position as you. Unrequited and... Actually, Chris, can I ask you something?
Yes? What?
Well, I mean... Suppose you had a one-night stand with someone.
Yes.
Well, if you didn't want to go to bed with that bloke again, would that be because he was no good?
I don't know. It depends.
But if he was good, you would want to, but do it again.
Possibly. I don't know. But I thought you didn't want to go to bed with her again.
Who?
The girl at the party.
Oh, no, no, not her. This is a different one.
My goodness, you have been busy.
Actually, I didn't ask that girl at the party if she wanted to see me again.
But your second conquest you did.
Yes, and she doesn't.
Who is she?
She's a pop singer.
A pop singer? Doesn't sound quite your type, Dickon.
Oh, she's very nice. She used to be a cellist.
Oh, how did you meet her?
I went to interview her for the Herald.
And then you asked her out?
No, we just found ourselves together, as a matter of fact.
Dickon, I don't believe it.
It's true.
Goodness.
I just wish I knew why she's not interested in me anymore.
Too busy with other journalists, perhaps?
Don't think it's me.
Oh, I don't know, love. Did you enjoy it?
Yes. Well, you know, up to a point, though.
Oh, I know what you mean.
You do?
Well, at least I think I do. The sort of sex you mean, well, it's a bit mechanical. It's very different when you love someone.
Is it?
I think what you need is someone you're really fond of. I mean, I don't have vast experience. I've only been in love twice.
Chrissy, don't say any more. And don't look up.
What?
One of the blokes you were in love with is walking straight over here towards us.
Morris?
No, not Morris.
Oh, my God. It's Simon.